The Gemara Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph on the bottom, tells us the story of Rav Yanai Havelei Ilan Hanoita L'Rishus Rabim. Rav Yanai had a tree that hung over the Rishus Rabim. Havu HaGavra, there was another individual, the Havelei Nami Ilan Hanoita L'Rishus Rabim, who also had a tree hanging over the Rishus Rabim. Also B'nai Rishus Rabim. So the people in Rishus Rabim were upset at this individual whose tree was blocking the traffic in Rishus Rabim. And they were, the people in Rishus Rabim could not pass because of this tree. Also Kameid Rav Yanai. So they came to ask Rav Yanai a shaila, could they demand that this individual cut down his tree? Amalei, so Rav Yanai said to this individual, Zila idna v'sala machar. Go today and come back tomorrow. Belaila shada katzei elu the day. That night, Rav Yanai quickly went and sent someone to cut down his tree. L'macha osla kamei. The next day, they came to Rav Yanai with the din Torah. Amalei, and Rav Yanai told this individual, Zil katz, go cut down your tree. Amalei, so this person immediately said to Rav Yanai, Haman nami islay, you have the exact same situation. And why should I be treated differently? Amalei, so Rav Yanai said to him, Zil chazi, go see, it cuts the di, if my tree is already cut, then cuts the dach, then you should have to cut yours as well. Vi loy cuts the di, and if my tree is not cut, then indeed, loy tokutzat, I won't demand that you cut your tree either. Ask the Gemara, Mikar my sover, ulpsaif my sover. What was Rav Yanai thinking that first he allowed his tree to be hanging over the Rishus Rabim, and then he immediately agreed to cut it down? Says the Gemara, Mikar sover, nichlul b'nei Rishus Rabim, the yasri betulei. He had originally thought that he was doing the people in the Rishus Rabim a favor by them having a tree that could give them shade in the Rishus Rabim. However, kivan dechazer dekamakvi, once he saw that this tree bothered the people, shad dekatzei, he immediately cut it down. Ask the Gemara, so now we understand Rav Yanai, but ask the Gemara, v'leimalei, why didn't Rav Yanai first say, Zil katz didach, you cut your tree, v'hada oketz didi? Why did he first cut his tree first? Answers the Gemara, v'shum d'resh lakish. Because Rav Yanai followed the teaching of Resh Lakish. Damar, Resh Lakish taught us, hiskayshu v'kayshu, kshayt atzmecha, first you act appropriately, and then you could teach other people how to act as well. Rashi, on this pasuk in Tzfanya, Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph, explains as koshu v'koshu that a person has to make sure that his behavior is appropriate, and only after he is sure that he's acting appropriately is he then in the position to speak to others. The Rashbam explains hiskayshu v'kayshu, it's like removing kash, it's like removing straw. First you have to remove the straw before you can get to the wheat. Your own inactions, which aren't correct, are the straw. Get them out of the way and then you could go and fix others. The Rashi explains that hiskashu means to examine. Means a person should first examine his own actions before he thinks and speaks about others. The Kliyoker in Parashat Shemini says a beautiful pshat based on this Gemara. He says, the pasuk says, in Parashat Shemini, V'yoymer Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bokel lechatos, va'ayil oyla tamimim, va'hakri l'fnei Hashem, va'abnei Yisrael tadab aleima. So Aaron was told first to bring his own kibbonis, to bring a carbon with an eagle for chatas, because we know, as much as we could understand, that Aaron participated in the chayta eagle. And he had to bring a carbon chatas for that. And then he had to bring a carbon oilo. First, he had to take care of himself. And only after that, where he brought his own kibbonis, then and only then, does the pasuk say v'abnei Yisrael tedaber lemer? The Kedushas Yontif says, how does a person come to the madrega of being able to kshoit atzmecha v'akach kshoit acherim? So he explains that based on the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Okra Hovu Goydel Lalekeinu. So he says, if a person in entire everything he does is Kishem Hashem Ekra, everything I do creates Kishem Hashem Ekra. Everything I do creates a Kiddush Hashem, then Hovu Goydel Lalekeinu, then I could start doing that there should be other people should participate in being Mekadosh Hashem. The first thing you need to do is Shem Hashem Ekra. Another pshat I saw, and goes very much back to what we spoke about Kahanim a moment ago, is that the Mefarshim ask, how could a person indeed be sure that he will ever get to the Madrega of Kshoit Atzmecha Vachkach Kshoit Acherim? Nobody can ever be sure that he's on that Madrega. So Mefarshim explained, indeed, the only one that could be sure that he has a right to give Musr and tell people that they're not acting properly is only somebody who was appointed from Hashem for that position. The Gemara we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Afilu Reish Gergusa Mishamayim Mukmalei. Even any small position is only if Hashem appointed you to that position. So if Hashem appointed you to that position, and that's your job to say what you have to say, then you're allowed to say what you have to say. Otherwise, you have no right to speak where you don't have the right to speak. But I saw from the Shuri Das, a beautiful pshat. When does a person have the ability to give musr to others? He only has the ability to give musr to others when he sees in himself failure. If the person is an individual of kshayt atzmecha, that he is thinking about doing better, and not only does he think about doing better, when he gives musr, when he does better, when he does grow in madregas Hashem, he feels good about himself. That's the person who has a right to give musr to other people, because what he's doing is he's trying to get other people to enjoy what he enjoyed. What did he enjoy? He enjoyed coming to a new higher madrega. And therefore, as the Gemara says in many places, Zochen l'adam, we want to be nice and good to other people. So if I was able to grow, I want to share that lesson and that mahalach with other people. But otherwise, I have no right to do that. The Pnei Menachem says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis Omer Aleph, teaches us, Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim B'derech, two people were walking in the road, U'biyat Echem En Kitin Shemayim, and one of them has a barrel of water. And the Gemara says, Im Shoyim Shnayim Meisim, if they both drink, they both will die. V'shoyim Echem En Magil Yishuv, and if one of them drinks, he'll survive. So the Gemara goes back and forth. What is the appropriate thing to do? Until the Gemara says, At Shabbat Rabbi Kiva v'limeid, until Rabbi Kiva came and taught us, V'chay ochicha imach, Chayecha koidna l'chaye chavercha. Your life comes first. Your life comes first. So he says, when it comes to drinking water, everybody understands the Chayecha Kaidman, because only one person in this story that we just identified can't survive. He says, when it comes to Ruchnius, we find that people are worried about the other person more than worried about themselves. But what the lesson of Chayecha Kaidman is that not just in Gashmius is there a concept of Chayecha Kaidman L'Chayech Avercha, so too is it supposed to be in Ruchnius. A person, Chayecha Kaidman, first you have to check yourself. And if you're fine, only then do you have a right to speak to others. And I saw along the same approach that there's a very famous vort from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that if somebody sees a failure in someone else, it's really a reflection of himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let you see somebody do an Aveira unless you have some connection to that Aveira. And that's Pshat. Hiskoishu v'koishu. Kshoit atzm chavakak kshoit acherim. If you see something bad by someone else, that means that you have that issue as well. And they're sending you a message. Kshoit atzmcha. Make yourself proper, and then vakach shaitachem.